Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means in a moment I'll be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, for the Physical Culture Radio episode. We're going to cover three really important topics. One of them was suggested by a listener, I'll have his name shortly, about Indian clubs and even club bells and what their use is. Then we're going to talk about the 10,000 kicks rule. And then stretching, friend or foe. Change it up after that, a little cooking class. Everything you wanted to know about apples but was afraid to ask with my guest, Olwen Woodyer, who just published a book on everything you can do with apples. Amazing, amazing stuff. And then we're going to finish up today's show with what did you just rub under your underarm? And that's going to be with Dina Soker from Only Goodness Inside. We've got some new information about her product. See you later, Brian. Brian is leaving the studio. But anyway, before we do any of that, just remember today's the last day to listen for the secret word and send it in to onair at superhumanradio.com. The secret word occurs during the commercial breaks. And when you hear it, email it in and you're entered to win. This week we're giving away three boxes of Live On Labs product, Live On Lipospheric Glutathione, Lipospheric Vitamin C, and Lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid, over $160 value. So listen to win. Email the secret word to onair at superhumanradio.com, and you're entered. The winner will be announced tomorrow. And, of course, Superhuman Radio's title sponsors, All-American EFX Sports, All-American Pharmaceuticals. Check them out. Many, many banner ads on superhumanradio.com to learn more about them.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
And in his chalk-covered hands, his traps being stretched and distorted by the heavy weight that he handles, posting some amazing training pictures just lately, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Today was cardio only. Mm-hmm. So I feel great. I've really been punishing myself with the weights lately, and I feel good. I have to tell you something.
That's really good. And you know, only on a show like this would somebody say, "I have been punishing myself lately, and I feel great."
Well, you know, the those of us who adhere to true physical culture, we understand the difference between good pain and bad pain, and we embrace mm-hmm. good pain. Good pain yeah. provokes growth. Good pain provokes advances. Good pain provokes progress. And, you know, the day after and even the day after that, after a good hard leg workout where your soreness starts to set in the second and third day, you feel productive. You really do. It's different than having that backache from sitting all day long. It's a very, very different type of pain, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it reminds me, I don't know if this is true or not. I've seen different accounts, but when I grew up, I was always told that the Eskimos had like 37 different words for snow. And there are some words in the English language where we don't have enough words.
Right.
One of them is pain, you know, because you have to say there's good pain and there's bad pain. And that's very true, but we ought to have a word for the good kind and a word for the bad kind, and it make things more precise, which is always better.
Yeah, maybe we need to come up with that on the show. So let's start off with this. We received a question, and I'm sorry I don't have his name, and I will have his name by the next break.
You'll have it right now. It's Neil Malcolm.
Thank you so much. Neil Malcolm said, "Hey, have you guys ever talked about Indian clubs?" And obviously you can't talk about Indian clubs without talking about club bells because they're similar. These were found in all gymnasiums back in the day, but you don't see them anymore. And while I know you don't profess to be an expert in everything Indian club and club bell, you do have experience with them, right?
Absolutely. And the way that it came about, I was talking to Tommy Kono on the telephone. And Tommy Kono, of course, being Olympic gold medal winner in weightlifting in the 1952 and 1956 Olympic Games, won a total of 6 world championships in addition to the Olympic Games, took a silver medal in Rome in 1960. So we're talking about a 3-time Olympian, 6-time world champion, 2-time gold medalist, multi-world record holder in 4 different weight classes, 148, 165, 181, and 198. And just think about that. That alone is amazing.
Well, but also, I think that when people think about the glass ceiling in bench pressing, they think of Tommy Kono, because wasn't he the first guy to bench 800 pounds? Before that, no one could get close to 800 pounds, right?
No, Tommy Kono was an Olympic lifter.
Oh, I must be thinking of somebody else.
Yeah. You're mixing him up.
Okay.
With someone else. But,
okay.
No, Tommy Kono was an Olympic weightlifter and perhaps the greatest Olympic weightlifter in U.S. history, perhaps the greatest in world history.
Okay.
So Tommy is now late 70s, early 80s. And I was talking to him a couple of years ago, and we were talking about knee injuries and stiff knees. And Tommy came up with a real interesting idea back in the 60s, maybe even earlier, when he had some knee problems and some stiff knees. And what it was, he was living in Hawaii at the time, and he saw a scuba diving suit, and he thought, you know, boy, that you really get warm when you have one of those on if you're not in the water. I wonder if that holds the heat in. I wonder if that would be good for my sore knees.
Mm.
So that was the genesis of what are now the Tommy Kono knee bands.
Neoprene, and elbow. Let's give praise to the fact that he probably launched the elbow band, you know, those cuffs that you wear. Everything now.
Yeah, and you know, so you've got the neoprene knee sleeves, which then morphed into the neoprene elbow sleeves, were invented by Tommy Kono. And he sells them, you know, he's got a website, TommyKono.com, and he sells those and some other things, some books, which are great. But, you know, we were talking, and I was saying that those were a really great invention that have helped a whole lot of people with sore knees and sore elbows. And I said, Tommy, I wish that you would come up with something equally as good for people who have sore, stiff shoulders. And the problem, of course, is, you know, if you wore something tight enough around your shoulder, then you wouldn't have much of a range of motion.
And plus, the shoulder is like a heim joint, where the other joints are more like a piano hinge, that they have an arc of motion. The shoulder has multiple arcs of motion.
Exactly. So, you know, so I said, shoulder's a real challenge. I don't know how you would do it, but it would be great if you came up with something. And he said, well, I don't need to. There's already a great tool out there, and it works wonderful. I use it all the time, and I highly recommend it to you. And I said, what's that? He said, Indian clubs. He said, have you ever tried really lightweight Indian clubs? I said, no. And he said, well, you need to try them. Okay, so this is literally gold medal training advice. Okay?
I'm coming
from an Olympic gold medal winner who says, try these. He said, you want really light clubs, just 1, maybe 1.5, 2 pounds, because it's a nice, easy, gentle, rhythmic motion. It's not a muscle-building exercise. You don't try to use heavy weights. It's just something to work your shoulder in a circular, rotational, rhythmic fashion, many different movements from all angles. You focus on whatever hurts you, wherever you need a little bit of work, and you just do it for 5 or 10 minutes a day. You do it before you train, and the results are great.
I got to tell you something. I'm having an epiphany. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here listening. I mean, probably everybody in the audience that has shoulder problems, raise your hands. Look at that, bro. Almost everybody, right? Okay.
Well, yeah, and some hands don't go up because people, their shoulders are so sore they can't raise their arm.
That's as far as I can raise them. I am raising my hands. So the point being, what if it's not about bands and rotator cuff movements? What if we've been missing the opportunity to rehab our shoulders because no one has Indian clubs in the gym anymore?
Well, that is a really good question, and, you know, it's sort of what Tommy was saying. You know, Tommy, of course, grew up at a time when you could still, you know, in the 40s and 50s when he started training, you know, you always had Indian clubs in every gym everywhere, but they're, you know, off in the corner, forgotten. Probably very few people even at that time used them. They were definitely, 100 years ago, they were very popular, and lots of people use them both in gyms, YMCAs, and at home. And if you can get them, and there's places to get them. My friend John Wood sells them, and you know, he sells 1, 2, 3 pounders made out of wood. Also sells plastic, but you know what? The old wooden ones feel real good in your hands. They just, you know, it's got more of an old school feel to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can get them. They're not that expensive. They're you know, they're not expensive to ship because they're light.
They're not that heavy, right?
They're not that heavy.
Right.
They fit anywhere. I mean, you can put them in your gym bag and you know, go down to the beach or, you know, go down to the park or whatever.
Can I make an admission here on the air?
Yes.
I always thought they were for jugglers. I always thought on Sullivan's show, I thought that's what they juggled. I'm like, why do I want to be bothered learning how to juggle? I'm here to train.
You know, that's funny. I saw the same thing. I think all of us did. Yeah, that's an interesting point. And I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but they were always part of juggling and vaudeville and variety acts. Yeah.
Yeah, the great Willendas, they would like be on the Ed Sullivan show and they would be mm-hmm. juggling those things back and forth to each other. And I thought those were Indian clubs. I thought, well, that's what they're for. They're not for exercise. But here you're telling us what you're really using them is using them as a weight at the end of a centrifugal line, which is your arm, and the pivotal joint is your shoulder, and you're just using them as a weight to create momentum and also kind of pull the joint just gently while you're swinging it around. It's a brilliant. I don't understand why more of us aren't taking, especially guys out there who are big benchers and they always have shoulder problems. It sounds to me like Indian clubs could be the solution.
Well, they really are a tremendously beneficial, useful tool. And they are very much misunderstood and they are very much underrated. And the reason is, somebody is bench pressing 400, 500 pounds, whatever, Indian club, and they think, well, that, you know, that's not going to do any good for me.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, what good will that do? And what you have is one of two things. And you have people either skip the 1 pound Indian clubs, which in fact might be a tremendously useful, beneficial tool. Or what they do is they say, well, I don't want that. I want something heavier. And so they find a company that sells a much heavier tool. And then what they do is they start turning the very light, rhythmic, gentle Indian club movement into a muscle building movement.
Well, one that's actually strenuous on the joint. One that actually strains the joint further.
Exactly. Exactly. And what you want, and when I talked to Tommy Kona, who was very emphatic about this, you want a light club because it's a very light, gentle, free-flowing movement. You know, it's the difference between practicing Tai Chi.
I was just going to say.
And practicing a hard form of karate.
Yeah, it's actually, it's the zen of shoulder movements.
That's a very good way to put it. You know, these things are inexpensive. They're like basically the cost of one visit to a chiropractor. And they were very popular, as I said, 100 years ago or so. They should be even more popular today, and the reason is in the modern world, what do? We all work sitting down. We work at computers.
Shoulders rolled forward. Joints get out of alignment. It's called something cross syndrome, where you sit at there and you move your mouse and you roll your shoulder. Exactly. And a lot of people have shoulder problems that don't even lift because the out of alignment imbalances of the muscles of the shoulder pull the shoulder to the front.
That's right. And then you've got kids going off to school with those big packs, with the backpacks full of books, you know, and they're leaning forward and their shoulders are hunched. And you know, from day one, it seems we're developing people who have that hunched forward roll, you know, forward shoulder position. And what the Indian clubs do is they loosen all of that up. They're not only for the shoulder, but they're for the entire upper back, upper spine, cervical area, and they get rid of that tight mouse syndrome, which I think is what you were thinking of.
Okay.
they're really good, and they're very inexpensive. You know, they're something that everybody can have at home because they're not heavy and they don't take up any room. And, you know, you can use them and, you know, in between using them for training, heck, you can practice your juggling.
Yeah, and if you got them in your gym bag, you can always fend off an attack with them because they make a hell of a knot on somebody's head if you ever wallop them with it.
they really would.
I'm inspired. I think that you and I... do you have any Indian clubs at home?
Yes.
I think you and I need to do a video.
Ah, that's an interesting
idea. I need to come up to the Dino Cave, and we need to do a brief video. Because my shoulders need it, brother. I want to see. I want to be the test case. I want to see if I start doing some Indian clubs. I'm going to get a pair, too, from your friend, John Wood, you said his
John
name.
Wood.
Appropriate name to make wooden Indian clubs.
Yeah.
And I want to see what they do for my shoulders. This is really exciting to me. And it should be exciting to everybody out there. If this is the answer to avoiding shoulder problems and shoulder misalignment that causes problems, it could be this simple. If they become too popular, you know what will happen. They'll have to change the name from Indian clubs to something else, Native American clubs.
That's true. Well, these were actually, it's after India, not Native American.
Okay, uh-huh. Even better. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to change it up. We're going to talk about the 10,000 kicks rule. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik and myself, Carl Lenore. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
That's right, boy. Jack. That's right, Jack.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Brooks Cubic, the physical culturist, had to step out. His twin, Brooks Cubic, the epidemiologist and actuarial, is here today to share some information about the 10,000 kicks rule. I like that. That was funny, wasn't it?
I like that. Yeah, okay. Actuarial. Boy, that's a little bit scary.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, explain why you wrote this article, the 10,000 kicks rule.
Started out when I got an email from a fellow who was taking me to task because he'd been doing some hard, heavy strength training, and he said his knees hurt. Okay?
Yep.
And he didn't like, he said, you're telling people to do squats and, telling them that if they learn how to do power cleans and power snatches and clean and jerk and things like that, that, good things will happen. And I did power cleans, and my knees got sore. And I was thinking to myself, well, that's probably because you were doing them wrong, which unfortunately most people do. You see a lot of people, they start doing jumping jacks instead of power cleans. their feet go way far out to the side. Instead of lowering their body down, they basically keep their torso where it is, and they don't bend at the hips, they bend at the knees.
And that's probably more of a mobility issue than anything else, right?
Well, it's a mobility issue, but it's a technique issue.
Okay.
They just don't know any better.
Okay.
And so that's why I say, learn how to do the movement. Well, anyhow, so he's saying he's getting sore knees. Well, it turns out he also is a longtime cyclist and triathlete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, probably if you're having knee problems today, it's not really the result of any kind of weight training that you're doing. It probably is the result of all of those tens or hundreds of thousands of reps on a bicycle or running or swimming. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking that probably is what caused his sore knees. So then I was reading about someone who was doing a lot of weightlifting and in the 40s or 50s developed some knee problems. And it was somebody who, when younger, had been doing a lot of competitive swimming. And then I got an email from somebody who, age 60, 60-something, sore knees, and had been doing a lot of jogging, a lot of running when younger. Got an email from someone who had hip replacement surgery. Martial artist, runner, weightlifter. Then I got another email from someone who had another hip problem. And I said, what do you think caused it? Answer, probably too much stretching. Really? What were you doing stretching-wise? You talking about full-range weight training movements? No, I do martial arts, karate, and I've had 30 years of kicking. And I get a lot of these a lot of these emails, and, you know, you don't have to be smart to start to see patterns,
right,
when you have data like that coming in, you know, from all over the place. And so what I wrote about in the 10,000 kicks rule is simply this. If you are doing a repetitive movement, be it running, jogging, swimming, bicycling, you know, virtually anything, if you're doing many reps frequently for many years, it's going to take its toll on your body. And that's not saying, you know, all the runners out there are not going to send me hate mail. I'm not saying that running is bad. All the martial arts practitioners are going to send hate mail. I'm not saying that martial arts are bad. All the triathletes are going to send hate mail. Same thing. I'm not saying that, you know, being a triathlete is bad. All I'm saying is if you are doing something like that, you need to stop and think, I'm probably imposing a whole lot of stress on my joints, particularly my knees and hips. And that means that if I'm doing supplemental strength training, or if there comes a time later in my life when I'm doing strength training as my primary physical activity, I need to be aware that I've done thousands or hundreds of thousands of reps, and I no longer have young knees and young hips. That would suggest that a low-volume strength training approach is probably going to be better.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, for a variety of reasons, including,
yeah.
Well, go ahead, and then I want to inject something. This is good.
Okay, well, and the conventional wisdom is, for example, if you're a long-distance runner, what kind of weightlifting are you supposed to do, or what kind of weight training? You're supposed to do light weights, high reps, and they usually say, you know, light reps real fast, boom, 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 boom. And I'm thinking, why in the world are you doing that? You don't need any more reps. You're doing plenty of reps when you go out for your 10-mile run. What you need is some low-rep strength training. It'll be a lot easier on your body. And it's exactly what you need because it's what the running is not providing.
So, in fact, there's evidence that, so, you know, I my lumbar spine compressions, we've talked about taking care of your spine. Research mm-hmm. that I've done has shown that heavy loading of the spine in low rep ranges may actually cause the discs in my spine to regenerate and plump up, as opposed to lighter weight for multiple reps, for higher rep ranges, which the notion of doing the 3 to 5 rep range that is coveted by those of us within the strength community, actually has benefits to replenishing joint viscosity and replenishing thickness of the not the chondrocytes themselves, but the cartilage and meniscus. Okay, now there's one other thing that we have to discuss here that is hard to ascertain from those emails. I just wrote a blog post that shows that statin drugs both speed the aging of chondrocytes, making them die sooner, and at the same time stunts the differentiation of stem cells into new chondrocytes, which means in English, your joints wear out faster and they don't repair. In theory, we should have everything we need to repair our aging joints for the long haul. But we don't because of pro-inflammatory things in our diet, not enough anti-inflammatory foods in our diet. But more importantly, if you're on a statin drug and you've been on a statin drug for a long time, just go ahead and get that jar on your refrigerator going for your copay for your knee and your hip replacement, because it's going to happen. There's a reason why there is a bumper crop of knee and hip replacements, and it's statin drugs, folks. The research shows it, that it affects the stem cells that are used for bone and soft tissue. These are meniscus in the joints. These are tendons that hold joints together. It speeds the aging, so you have cells dying sooner, and you have no new cells showing up to replace them. This is called premature wear. Statin drugs. Remember that. If you're on a statin drug and your joints are bothering you, it's because of the statin drug and may not be because of the type of training you've done. So that's another important consideration in today's environment. But you are absolutely right. The low rep, heavy weight seems to nourish the meniscus, seems to nourish the discs in the spine as opposed to wearing them out.
Yeah, I have had so many emails and so many letters over the years. Still get letters, actually. It's amazing. But so much feedback from people who, when they started doing lower rep strength training, started to feel enormously better. And I'm not just talking about, you know, a sense of well-being or a sense of energy or like, you know, wow, I feel good. But their joints feel better.
Yeah.
Their knees, their hips, their lower back, their shoulders, everything actually feels better as a result of doing what a lot of people say, don't do that. You'll hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's bad for you. You know it's like, and again, you know, whenever we talk about heavy weights and so on, I'm not saying to jump into it without laying the proper foundation. You know, if you haven't done this before, you start light, you start easy, you learn how to do the exercises, you get proper coaching, proper instruction if you need it, and gradually over time you increase the weight on the bar, but you don't run out and try to lift 400 or 500 pounds tomorrow. That's stupid, and that's not what we're saying.
Yeah, because then you'll break bones. Forget about the joints.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's what I want to do. Do we want to talk more about this? Because I'm going to take a break now.
I would say take a break and come back to what's your next topic.
Yeah, which fits nicely into this, the stretching, friend or foe. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. You can learn more about physical culture by visiting Brooks Cubic's website, brookscubic.com. And you'll find books, courses, blogs, everything that you need to come up to speed on a way of life that harkens back to Greco-Roman days, that will ensure that you resist disease and aging to the max, better than anything out there in the world. And that is the physical culture lifestyle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to
BrooksCubic.com right now.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee, roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
Your way to beauty.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, we're going to talk about all things apples. There's so many things that you can do with what is probably the most American of all fruits, the apple. It's not just about apple pie, folks. Right now, we're talking with my co-host, Brooks Cubic. This is Physical Culture Radio. If you're just tuning in now. So now we're going to talk about stretching, friend or foe. And really, this is one of those things like politics and religion. When you talk about stretching, there are people who are adamant on one side and people who are adamant on the other side. Both can cite research. Both say that the other's research is bunk. And the discussion wages on. So what's your opinion, Brooks?
Well, let me answer that by sharing what I wrote in the blog this week. I was going back to when I was a high school athlete, so we're going back 40, 45 years ago. Stretching was all the rage. And all of the coaches were taught by the coaching organizations and the magazines they read for coaches, stuff like that, Scholastic Coach, everything like that. They were taught, you've got to do stretching before every practice, before every competition, and afterwards in order to prevent injuries. And so, you know, we all started on these stretching drills. And Carl, you may remember from back then, you would see, you'd see on TV, pro baseball teams doing stretching, pro football teams doing stretching.
Oh, they had them do them together where one guy would put his feet in the other guy's ankles and they'd hold hands while they're sitting on the ground and one guy would pull the other guy forward.
Yeah.
The other guy would pull him back, you know, and they had all these different stretching movements where the knee was bent back and one leg was out extended and it was just went on and on and on ad infinitum. Every muscle could be stretched.
Yep.
And was stretched.
Yeah, and it was the real big thing for injury prevention. You know, that was the mantra. Okay. So, what I was sharing was that, not long after that, I was working a summer job at the Cincinnati Bengals, summer training camp at Wilmington College in Wilmington, Ohio. And I was not a coach or a strength coach. I was selling concessions. I was selling popcorn and Cokes.
Cool.
But it was kind of cool because I got to watch the players train, and I was actually able to lift with them when they were doing their lifting workouts. So that was pretty cool. So I was talking to Paul Brown, and for those who don't know, Paul Brown is a legendary Hall of Fame professional football coach. He had coached Massillon High School in Ohio, and they were like the best high school football team in the country. And then he became the coach of the Cleveland Browns. There's a lot of Browns to follow here, but you know, Paul Brown coincidentally becomes the coach of the Cleveland Browns. And coaches their star player, running back Jim Brown. And Jim Brown, again, for those who remember back in the day, was the greatest running back of his era. He was big, strong, ran through people, ran around people, ran over people. He was unstoppable, and he set a rushing record that lasted for like 20 years or something. I mean, he was the greatest. The other interesting thing about him was he's one of the few pro football players who was a regular first-string player who never missed a game over the course of his entire career. And, I mean, pro football is warfare with pads on.
I mean,
it is tough, and it is a ferocious and brutal blood sport.
Look what we're seeing today in young kids with concussions, and look what we're seeing today in experienced athletes with concussions. I mean, this puts the body to the greatest test of all.
It absolutely does. I mean, it is a rough, tough, hard-hitting, high-impact sport. It's a combat sport. And to go through an entire professional career playing every game, carrying the ball, getting tackled 20, 30, 40, 50 times a game, all that high-impact collision, and never to miss a game from injury is remarkable. But that's what Jim Brown did. So I remember I was talking to Coach Paul Brown, Jim Brown's coach, because after he left, you'll love this, after he left the Cleveland Browns, he went to Cincinnati, and he became one of the owners and the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. So when I'm working selling concessions at the Bengals training camp, I was able to talk to Coach Brown once in a while. And I was talking to him, and we were talking about stretching. And he said, everybody is always talking about stretching, and they all say it's really good for you. But he said, I stop and think about Jim Brown. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, Jim Brown never did any stretching. He was so tight that if he stood there with his legs straight and bent forward, he could not put his hands below his knees.
Wow.
Okay, now, conventional wisdom at the time, you've got to be flexible as if you were made out of rubber, or you will be so brittle that your body will break in any sport that you play.
I'm already getting a picture of this. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. The greatest running back of all time who never missed a game because of an injury was so stiff that he couldn't put his hands past his knees. And, you know, I'm like, whoa. I mean, that kind of turned my world upside down.
But think about it. Think about why that actually could be beneficial. It's protecting the joints. You know, we think of this, the goal is to be ultra flexible, to bend in any direction. Well, some joints aren't designed to bend in any direction. The knee, for instance. So if you have very, very strong quads and hamstrings, and lower legs, calves and, gastrocs and soleus muscles, and they are engaged in an effort to protect the knee, they're going to keep the knee in a prone position to where it's normally bending and will not let it even get close to the hyperextension phase of the knee at all, ever.
Another way of putting that might be
In English, go ahead.
I agree with you, and you're going exactly where I was going as I was thinking through this. And here's what I was thinking. If you are incredibly flexible, there is a possibility that your body moves very readily into a super extended position, which is exactly the position where an injury can happen.
Right.
And in fact, the position where most injuries in sports do happen. And there may be a benefit to being mobile, but not so flexible that your body naturally moves into that danger zone or that risk zone. And I think back to my high school wrestling, where I had a real bad shoulder injury as a senior in high school. And I've had shoulder problems ever since. It's why I didn't wrestle in college. We've talked about that on the show. What caused it was doing a lot of work on the Nautilus pullover torso machine, which at the time was designed, you put your elbows against pads, the pads carry the arm back behind the ear, and in fact, if you're flexible enough, they would take you behind the head. And that was the starting position for the movement. And mind you, this is all against weight resistance. So you're basically having your shoulders pulled into this extreme far back stretch position. And then from there, you do your rep. And that was referred to as pre-stretching or the pre-stretch position. It was supposed to be good for you. It was supposed to be a way of building strength throughout, quote, the complete range of movement. And eventually, I ended up with a shoulder that was so loose, it would start to slip out of joint.
We have to take a break. I want to stay there because I want to finish up on this topic, because this is really, you know, between the Indian clubs and this discussion here, this interview is worth its weight in gold. So show some love to the guy who brings it all to the table, Brooks Kubik, by visiting his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, or Amazon.com. And buying one of his many fantastic ebooks so that you can be stronger tomorrow. This discussion continues on the other side. Stay tuned.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Physical Culture Radio. We're talking with my co-host Brooks Kubik, who's dropping bombs of critical thinking here today. And so, you know, I want to mention something, and then I want you to take it back. There are two types of injuries out there, right? There's injury to the joint, which is generally from an overextension of the joint, and there's injury to the muscle, which, depending on where the injury occurs, if it's in the muscle belly, not that big of a deal. But if it's at the attachment of where the muscle attaches to the bone, really big deal, could be career ending. So if you think about what you're saying, okay, protecting the joint is job one, but protecting the attachment is job two. And guess what we just learned on the discussion we just had this week about hamstring injuries. It's not the angle of peak torque. It happens when the muscle is fully at its completely lengthened state. And that's because the attachment can't take the hyperextension that it's experiencing. So they're really both the same thing. As the muscle gets stronger, the role to protect the joint and protect the attachment increases. So the muscle stays in a more ready to fire mode, which means it's not going to be at its weakest all the way lengthened. I mean, this is brilliant.
Well, that's interesting, and I had not heard that show, but that's exactly what I'm talking about, and what the problem was with my shoulder problem. When I was training, I was letting everything go back to a completely fully extended position on that pullover torso machine. And the only thing supporting the shoulder in that position There was no muscle left to support it.
Right.
You weren't contracting because you're completely extended. The muscle was out of the picture. It was purely connective tissue, and it was too much for the connective tissue, for the tendons and ligaments.
Yes.
That was the problem. And what you're saying is the research on hamstring injuries is saying the same thing, that they don't occur as a result of a muscle tear so much as a tendon ligament tear in
the angle of peak torque was the reason they thought for this. So in other words, mm-hmm. we're talking about like, well, the knee is bent at this angle. No, it's when the hamstring is hyperextended at its weakest that we have these detachments occur.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality is that the body is trying to protect the joints, and you're doing exactly what the body doesn't want to do by hyperextending the joint and lengthening this muscle and putting it at its weakest point.
Right. And here's the takeaway for any kind of weight training, and it's really critical, important information. I mean, this is like absolutely, you know, this is worth your weight in gold stuff. So if you're listening, pay real close attention. Traditional advice for many, many different weight training exercises is to go through a complete full range of motion, extend as far as possible, and then contract the muscle. Okay. If you're doing a barbell curl, the extended position is when your arms are straight. There's no real resistance in that position. And so it is an extended position that does not put stress on the joint. But if you lay your arm down on a Scott curl or preacher curl bench, and you go to that same fully extended position, now, because of the angle, you have resistance on the arm, and guess what can happen? You can hurt the elbow, you can hurt the forearm, you can hurt the wrist, you can end up with crippling tendonitis. And it's a result of going into a fully extended position against heavy weight resistance. Same happens if you're doing a leg curl and you're on a leg curl machine that takes the leg to a completely extended position, or even, as some models do, a hyperextended position. It can happen if you're doing stiff-legged deadlifts and you go into a completely fully extended position against weight resistance. It can happen with pullovers, whether they're machine pullovers, barbell, dumbbell, straight arm, bent arm. It can happen if you're doing the press behind neck and you go really, really low. It can happen if you're doing, it's very common, dips. You know, people, Carl, you've seen people, they do a dip and they go all the way down and then they go lower and they go a little bit lower, and sometimes they go down, they bounce a little bit and then they come up. You know, and you feel when you do that, you feel like your chest muscles are just splitting apart, right?
Right.
Well, that's because they are. Or rather, not the muscle, but the tendons,
the attachments
are against tremendous stress, and they're losing the muscular support, and that's why a dip can literally be a career-ending exercise. The other one that's hurt a lot of people, the McDonald bench press bar, the Cambridge bench press bar, where the bar comes way, you know, the hands come way down below the chest.
Right.
And people say, you know, you get a good stretch. Well, right, you do. It's too good of a stretch. And again, that's something that can cause very serious, possibly career-ending shoulder injuries. So the whole idea of doing an exercise that imposes weight resistance against the joint in an extended position, that whole concept can be extremely dangerous, and it's something that people need to be very aware of, very cautious with. In my own training now, I never do any exercise that takes me into an extended position with weight resistance trying to pull me farther. It's just too dangerous. It's not worth it. And you know what? Since I've made that change in my own training, you know, I feel much better. My body feels better. I don't hurt myself.
Well, think about
this.
It's
real important for people to be aware of this.
Think about this. Think about MMA for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the armbar end a match? Is it because of the joint or the muscle? It's because of the joint, right?
Yeah, and okay. same with a knee bar.
So theoretically, if your muscles were strong enough to keep your joint from ever getting into that potentially hyperextended phase, you would suffer no pain, no threat of injury, and the armbar wouldn't work. I mean, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Protect your joints and maybe back off of this ridiculously over-accentuated full range of motion type stuff. Brooks, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
Talk to you next week. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about all things Apple. That's right. There's a lot more you can do with apples than just eat them and make apple pie out of them. Stay tuned.
Take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Apples, apples everywhere. You know, it's not just about apple pie. And we know we've done shows on the importance of eating apples because of some of the polyphenolic compounds found in them that seem to aid in health and the avoidance of diseases. But it can get pretty boring if you're just eating apples by themselves day in and day out. And that's why my guest, Owen Whittier. How you doing, Owen?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. You've dedicated, now this is in your third edition, right? The Apple
Cookbook.
It is,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Very good. And so, you know, I think that when people think of apples, they just think of, you know, peeling an apple, eating an apple, and that's as far as it goes. So why don't we talk about what is the best way to pick and store apples if you're picking them yourselves?
Okay, well, if you're picking them in an orchard, you pick and you put them into a bushel basket or a basket. So when you get home, go through them and make sure you haven't bruised them. If you've bruised them, then use those up as quickly as you can. But don't store them in the same bag as the ones that are not bruised, because it does tend to taint the others.
Really?
You know what they say, an apple, a bad apple in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to keep the unbruised separate from the bruised, and put them in a plastic bag, and you can keep them in your refrigerator for 2 weeks, 3 weeks without any problem. In fact, if they're a little bit not quite ripe, they will continue to ripen slowly in the refrigerator. If you keep them on the counter in the air, they tend to go mushy, mealy, and they ripen too quickly. So definitely refrigerate.
So the old adage, one bad apple doesn't ruin the whole bunch, is actually untrue. One bad apple could ruin the entire bunch.
Oh, I thought that's what the old saying was. One bad apple can ruin
maybe that is. I'm just thinking back to the Jackson 5 song from the late 60s when I was a young boy, and it was one bad apple don't ruin the whole bunch, girl. And I just thought, I thought that was the adage. Maybe you're right. I've got it backwards.
No, I think maybe they were using it just for their own
ends.
But I think it's one bad apple in the barrel can ruin the whole.
Well, there you go. Who knew? Okay, so you can refrigerate apples. How long can you refrigerate them for?
Well, I tell you, sometimes I've had mine refrigerated 3-4 weeks, and they're just fine. Sometimes I push them at the back and I forget, or if I'm going on vacation and I've got a bunch of apples in the refrigerator, I'll perhaps take a couple to eat on the plane or on a car trip, and then I come back 2 weeks later and, oh, they look just great.
Okay.
No problem.
Now, there's so many different apples out there. If people are eating apples for the health benefits, is there one particular variety that seems to produce better results, or are they all pretty much the same, just the flavor is different?
Oh, I think they're all pretty much the same. I mean, one may be juicier, so you can almost use it to quench your thirst. But some are crisper, and if you're eating a crisp apple, that will also help to freshen your breath and clean your teeth a bit, because your teeth are crushing through that crisp flesh. But otherwise, no, they're all the same as far as the phenolic acids and the flavonoids, which are so great for you. I mean, just eat an apple and you're getting all that quercetin, the flavonoid quercetin.
When I was a young boy, my mother insisted on peeling apples, but we've learned that the skin contains some of the most important contributors to health. One in particular I want to say is either ursolic or ursabolic acid that's found in the skin that seems to have some great benefits. So,
yes.
Are people making a mistake by peeling apples? Should they eat the skin and everything as well?
Well, I try to eat the skin as much as I can, but sometimes you get an apple and it's like, this is the most delicious apple inside, but the skin is so tough.
Mm.
And it's like, I don't wish to eat that tough skin. So If that happens, I will peel, not completely, but I'll just peel off circles here and there so I'm not getting a full bite of peel. But for the most part, I do leave the skin on, and it does contain pectin, and it contains the acids which are so good for you. So if your mother was peeling apples, it may have been because the skin was a little mottled, or, you know, they were off the ground and they needed peeling. But I do peel when I make certain cakes because I don't want skin in there. It's I prefer to have a smoother consistency. And I've made apple pies with the skin on, but if the skin is not a soft one, Golden Delicious is one that works quite well not being peeled. Because okay. It's got the soft skin. But some of the others, it's like you're eating this wonderful apple pie and all of a sudden you have skin in there and I don't like it.
You know, it's interesting. So you raise an interesting topic here, because now as we move more towards organic, and apples are one of those fruits that I believe personally people should strive to buy organic, because it seems to be a heavily sprayed crop, at least here in the United States. As we move towards more organic farming, we start to see apples, as you point out, that the skin is a little mottled, blemished. I don't mean where it has a bruise, but the skin itself
is
blemished.
No, it's just mottled.
Yeah, they're not perfectly round, and people go, oh no, I don't want that. But the reality is that the beauty behind organic is that the fruit experiences many of the stresses that fruit would normally experience, that actually increases and improves the content of the things that we're going after. So we should look for those slightly uglier apples. In fact, in China, where it's virtually impossible to get organic fruit, the Chinese people look for fruit. You ready for this? Especially in apples, that there is evidence that bugs or worms have eaten, because they know the bugs or worms only eat the fruit that has not been poisoned with chemicals,
I'm not so sure about that. I've seen bugs on, because actually when they spray, it's not usually for bugs. It is because of apple drop, and they spray very early in the spring, just as the apples start to form, get to a certain size, and they will spray to prevent apple drop. And then they will spray during a hot, wet summer, because it's more of a fungal problem than anything else.
Okay.
And so it's not. I mean, maybe the Chinese like to say that they like to eat wormy apples. I eat wormy apples because I don't spray mine, and I certainly get, if they drop, you get worms on the ground, and the wasps eat them on the tree.
Okay.
The birds will eat them. But I don't know whether they taste any better being organic. It's just that I don't spray, that's all. But I definitely eat a lot that are commercial, and I wash them. And I know that they say that apples are one of those that absorb through the skin. But to be honest, I don't see that as much as a fruit like a peach and a strawberry and a grape. They've got thin skin, so yes, they're going to absorb. But apples have, for the most part, they have quite a resilient skin. So I think it's not going to be absorbed all the way through.
Okay. I guess my point is, don't be afraid of the ugly apples. That's my point.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. Ugly apples are great.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugly fruits in general. I have pear trees, and they look nothing like I see in the supermarket, but they taste great.
Yeah. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about some of your favorite apple recipes.
Oh, okay.
But also, you are promoting a campaign right now, Buy an Apple, Help a Student. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break.
Yes, it's a wonderful campaign by the U.S. Apple Growers.
Okay.
It's just great.
So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be back with Owen on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Satisfaction.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Olwen Whittier. Her book is The Apple Cookbook. You can actually get it at superhumanradio.com at the bottom of the page. You'll see it's actually the first book on the left available to our listening audience. And there's over 140 different recipes in there for things that you can do with apples. Before I ask you what's your favorite, what are some of the most surprising recipes that people go, wow, I never thought about using apples that way?
Okay, well, one of my favorite recipes, and it usually surprises people, is my apple onion samosas. And what it is, I combine apples and onions and spices and pack it into pastry and bake it, and it's absolutely great.
Mmm, onions,
I mean, it's like people go, apples and onions? And it's like, yes, why not? You're going to put them into a stuffing anyway if you make an apple stuffing, and it just works so well.
Well, when you think about it, onions do get sweet as they cook. They caramelize, they get sweet, they release sugar, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It's a wonderful recipe. And then I like apple potato latke. You know, the potato pancakes, that is so great as well. I make a lot of crumbles and crisps because they're a little bit quicker to make than a pie, and sometimes I don't have that time in the kitchen to bake an hour or so, so I'll just have apples on hand, and I'll go, oh, I'll make a crumble and a crisp, and I'll use perhaps a cereal or an oatmeal topping with a little butter and honey, and it's wonderful. What else do I love? I love to have apples in omelets. I like to, you know, an apple frittata, apple relish, and I love apples tossed into a farro recipe. Farro meaning, you know, the European wheat.
Right.
That is, yeah, and you could do it with quinoa. I love quinoa and apples mixed together, and I make a great slaw, and there is a great slaw in the book. With fennel and apples and vinaigrette and
wow! I have to ask you about that. Let me ask you about the apple frittata because I love frittatas. So, do you sauté the apples first to soften them up?
Yeah. You would have your vegetables. Say that you've got some leftover little bits of broccoli that you didn't cook the night before, or even if it was cooked, or you have spinach and or an onion. So you sauté your apple and your onion and throw some spinach to wilt, and then throw your eggs over the top and cook them and broil the top if you wish to broil the top. Yeah, it's very good. And it's the same with, like, chicken and apple gyros, you know, stuffed peepers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many healthy things that you can do with apples. I mean, they can go into everything you want, and they just add sweetness and flavor and
When
like a butternut apple, butternut squash and apples, or zucchini and apple soup. And
I was just thinking of course they have apple cured bacon. I would imagine that some apples in the bacon fat while the bacon is cooking and then serving those together.
They must do. You know what it is? I know what you mean. It's the apple wood cured bacon.
Yes.
And so it's wood from the apple trees, and they smoke the bacon.
Yeah, but I bet you just cook sauteing apple slices with the bacon fat.
Oh, it would be wonderful.
Oh, I think that's, I would. Yeah. So we buy a lot of apples, but we don't always eat them in the week. So what Elisa generally does, we have a couple cleanups where we will make soup with whatever's in the refrigerator bad.
Same.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she'll either use the apples in the soup or she will just bake the apples, put them in a Pyrex casserole, add some cinnamon, maybe pecans or walnuts, and even maybe some other spices, and then just put them in there and let them bake. And they're amazing like that.
They're wonderful. And I do that if I have a chicken. I'm going to roast chicken, and I have apples in the refrigerator. I take the apples, slice them up, chuck them in the dish, and roast them. And then that all goes into a little sauce at the end, and it's fabulous.
This is so good. I know, apples are delicious. So talk to me about this campaign to donate money to students with the sale of apples.
It's a really great campaign to raise money for students. And the apple growers of the United States, the U.S. apple growers, are funding a lot of projects in schools, and it's being coordinated by the U.S. Apple Association. It's called Apples for Education, and Buy an Apple, Help a Student. You can go to their website. It's applesfored.com, and that's apples, the number 4, ed.com, applesfored.com. And what the apple growers will do is, if you post a photograph of an apple on the website, you know, take a selfie eating an apple, or take a photograph of your favorite apple and post it, they will, for every apple that's posted, they give more funding, more funding. And you can also vote. You can see what they are doing and vote for your favorite project for school funding or your favorite school, because it's a nationwide campaign. And what they are doing, they're funding a lot of things for in schools, like updating libraries, buying or funding tablets and software in schools, because today a lot of kids, even in grade schools, are now switching to tablet or laptop use.
Yeah.
But a lot of schools can't afford it, and if you can't afford to buy one at home, then that kid is left out. So they're trying to balance that out. And they are helping to put in new playgrounds or update playgrounds. And also, I think it's so wonderful, is that they are funding school gardens. And if you don't have a plot to dig up in your backyard of your schoolyard, they say grow them in containers, because, of course, vegetables and small fruits grow very well in containers.
Right.
You could even grow blueberries in containers. And so those students that are doing that, and there's quite a number, there's a network of schools doing that, and they take they harvest, which is great for students, so they plant them, they harvest them, and they take them to a school farmer's market, and they either exchange them for other vegetables and fruits, or I'm not sure about this, but I think they also sell them to get funding for their school.
So the website is...
And that's just scratching the surface. There are many other things on the website. So the best thing to do is go to the website,
right,
applefored.com, and look at it. The funding for this, or at least the campaign, the time for the campaign to post your photographs, ends on November 15th. So this is a great time to do it now.
And, you know, we're all buying apples anyway. So if you're buying apples, take advantage of helping out students. Buy an apple, help a student. Go to apples, the number 4, ED, applesfored.com, and post a picture with you and your favorite apple right before you eat it, or maybe while you're eating it. Have some fun with it. Like I said, you're eating apples anyway, so why not help some students get some cash that they need? Listen, Owen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much, Cole. I enjoyed it, and I appreciate the fact that you've had me on. Thank you.
Take care. We're going to have one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about deodorant. Some shocking stories about deodorant that people are using out there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Supremo Radio. Every day people do something that I'm shocked by. They purposefully expose themselves to dangerous, known dangerous chemicals. And not only do they expose themselves to it, but they place these chemicals in an area of the body that puts them at the greatest risk of not only absorbing these chemicals, but having these chemicals over time accumulate in their body, for women in their breasts, in their brains, in their entire body, putting these chemicals on a fast track to actually impregnating the body and doing harm. And they not only do they do this knowingly, but they pay money just to place these chemicals on their body. We're talking about antiperspirants and deodorants today. These deodorants and antiperspirants have been linked in studies to the accumulation of parabens, the accumulation of aluminum, the accumulation of things like glyphosate. I'm sorry, not glyphosate. Why can't I think of it now? The stuff that's the antimicrobial that's in all the hand sanitizers today. It'll come to me in a second. And people buy these things and rub them under their arms knowing that they're going to absorb this stuff into their body. And they do it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year for decades. My next guest is Dina Soker. How are you doing, Dina?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Dina is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, and she's also the proprietor at Only Goodness Inside, who makes the best deodorant in the world that not only is devoid of all of these harmful, dangerous chemicals, but actually is made from things that are only good for you. There are other companies out there who are trying to capitalize on the emerging desire for people who don't want to rub poison under their arms every day. But what they are doing is switching one bad thing for another. The only goodness inside is the only product out there that is made from only things that have been shown to be beneficial and healthy for the body and have no negative attributes. And so
Absolutely.
As a result, now, and by the way, I have to applaud you. Didn't you just get recognized by some group as the best of the best of all of the?
Right.
What was that? Yeah, what was that?
Epoch Times, New York, the magazine, was researching natural deodorants, and our soothing deodorant was voted number one, like the best natural deodorant for sensitive skin.
Okay. But it's not just the best for sensitive skin, you and I both know. It's the best in general because whether you have sensitive skin or not, it
right.
works, and that's another thing we're going to talk about. And it's not going to harm you, right?
No, it's not going to harm you. We have the deodorants in four strength level. So we created them to fit each skin condition. And every single physical body is different. So there are people that cannot tolerate a big amount of minerals at once. So they need to work with a soothing deodorant or with a light strength version. Or even children can use the light strength version. And then we have a regular strength version that actually fits 97% of people.
Okay.
Really, it fits most people are okay, men or women. Are okay, and they are very happy with the regular strength. And sometimes people that are more active or sweat more, they will need the max strength version. And we have also an ultra strength version for people who used to have the medical or, you know, they have body odor issues.
Okay, I want to read a testimonial on that note, and I want to mention that There could be lots of really good, quote unquote, natural deodorant alternatives out there, but who cares if they don't mm-hmm. work? Who cares if you rub them under your arm
True.
And your underarms still stink? You may feel good that you're not putting something harmful on, but it's not doing the job. Only goodness inside does the job. I forgot to put it on today, which is no big deal, but my underarms still don't stink because I used it yesterday at the gym. So this morning when I was leaving the gym, I thought, oh, I forgot to put deodorant on, but I don't worry about it. My underarms don't smell. So let me read a testimonial from the website. It comes from a woman named Renee. This is just this year, October.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I just had to submit my testimonial because this stuff is simply a miracle. My 13-year-old daughter has been battling severe hormone imbalances and her body odor was horrendous. We have tried so many natural deodorants because I did not want her to be exposed to the aluminum and toxic chemicals in antiperspirants and deodorants. This is all in caps. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for creating this product. We ordered the 3-sample deal, and the stuff is amazing. A small dab under each arm keeps my daughter completely odor-free all day long, even after playing basketball and sweating outside. She has instructed me to order more, again in caps, so she never runs out. Please keep this product on the market forever. I'm going to share your company information with everyone I know. We are in southern Louisiana where it is hot, again in caps, and people here mm-hmm. sweat almost a year round. Thanks a million. Now, this is a girl who has a very unique condition that causes her body odor to be so bad that these other products just don't work, yet your product works.
Right. The reason why it works is because of the natural ingredients that the body recognizes and do not reject, first of all. Second is because once you apply it, and if you apply it correct, bacteria cannot grow in the area you put it on. It's in a lotion form. The deodorants are in a lotion form, so you take just a little dab and you rub it into your armpit, onto your armpit, and you make sure that you cover the whole area. You don't miss a spot. And you go up the arm, you know, and you go a little bit down to the rib cage, and that will give you full odor protection for more than 24 hours. It goes in like a lotion, the body, the skin just absorbs it. And it goes in and it builds in. So there is no way you can smell in this area.
Interesting.
Now, I have to say in this area, because when we tested Only Goodness Inside deodorants, we had people going for 5 days without showering. Of course, they agreed, yes. And they put deodorants only on their armpits. And they were really stinky in other places. But, yes, but on their armpits, they had like baby skin.
Right.
You know, baby smell. There was no odor whatsoever.
Talk to me about the ability to tolerate the minerals. You said 97% people use the regular strength.
Yes.
But some people can't tolerate. What sensations do people experience when they cannot tolerate the amount of minerals in this product?
If this is too much, if you have too much of the minerals, the body normally detoxifies, and people do detoxify through their armpits also. What happens is minerals go into the body and they start to pull out toxins, also heavy metals. This is how it's built. This is how, not the deodorant, this is how it's built in nature. When you eat more minerals, the body will start to detoxify. So once you drive it through your skin, if it is too much, you may experience a slight irritation, or you may experience little bumps.
Okay.
This is the process of detoxification, but it may just make it faster. It will make it come faster because the body has its own cycle of detoxifying.
What about the fact that women shave their underarms? Is there anything that they need to know about using this product immediately?
Absolutely.
Okay, talk about that.
Yeah. This is why we created the soothing deodorant. The soothing deodorant was created for nicked or shaved skin. So even if you did cut yourself, or even if you didn't, you still irritate the skin once you shave, or even if you wax. Then the soothing deodorant actually creates like a very, very slight thin film that you will not feel the pain anymore. And it has a little bit less of minerals, so less salt will not burn your armpit. The regular deodorants, the light, the regular, the max, and the ultra have more minerals. That means more salt,
uh-huh.
More Dead Sea minerals. That means more salt. Once you shave and you put salt on your armpits, yeah, that burns.
Absolutely.
It actually stings a little bit. Some people don't mind because some people put even alcohol after shaving.
Yeah.
That's fine with me if they want to do it, but, I don't believe in putting alcohol on the skin because it dries it very hard.
Okay. Here's what I want to do, Dina. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about a couple other things that people may not realize about your product. Specifically, I want to talk about the fact there's so many people out there who are gluten sensitive. They're not just gluten sensitive on the inside of the body, but they're gluten sensitive on the outside. And they can actually have disturbances from coming in contact with gluten. Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We're talking with Dina Soker. Her product is Only Goodness Inside. In fact, you can win a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside deodorant by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad, entering your name and email address, and bam, you're entered to win a complete year's supply of this amazing product. Not only will you not have underarm smell any longer, but you don't have to have the anxiety that goes along with using things that you should not be putting under your arms because they will lead to problems as they accumulate. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dina Soker. She is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio and also the proprietor at Only Goodness Inside Deodorant, the only deodorant that you should be putting on your arms because it works in getting rid of the stench that will come from your underarms, but also it's good for you, hence the name Only Goodness Inside. So gluten is all the rage, but gluten exposure from food isn't the only thing that people who have gluten sensitivity have to worry about, right, Dina?
Yes. People that are gluten intolerant, it's not just what they put in the body. It's also what they put on their body. And just a reminder, the skin absorbs twice as much as the stomach. The skin is, you know, it's our biggest organ, and it really absorbs better. Because most of our digestive systems are compromised. Most humans are, you know, this is what it is today. But we decided when we chose to do this deodorant, we made a choice to make it completely vegan and cruelty-free and gluten-free. Because that will allow a lot of people that are experiencing gluten intolerance to be able to use a deodorant that all the ingredients that are food ingredients inside that will be non-GMO, gluten-free, and organic.
Now, how long has OGI been around now, Dina?
About 5 years.
And in that 5 years, the growth and the popularity of this product has grown strictly from word of mouth.
Yes, mostly, yes. We do advertise. Yes, but mostly word to mouth.
Now you have
and
a, you
many
have a,
many happy customers. Yes,
you have a sample pack, right? Or you have some sort of a way that people can try the different products, right?
Of course, we have a free on our website. We have a product that we call a free sample. The free sample, you have to pay only shipping and handling. If I'm not mistaken, it's $3.25. And you can choose one, or you can choose three, because we have it for the regular strength deodorant, we have it for the soothing deodorant for sensitive skin and shaved skin, and we have a sample for the foot deodorant, which we didn't speak about it yet, but the amazing, most amazing, no more stinky feet.
I didn't know about this, so let's talk about it. That's another area that people stink from. So tell me about the foot product.
The foot product is absolutely amazing. It is made from Dead Sea Minerals, organic, certified organic food ingredients and vitamins, different ratios, of course. And this product is absolutely phenomenal. You have no foot odor whatsoever once you use it. And even if you wear socks or not, if you are in a very humid area or not. And for that, I have one of my biggest stories is that I had my husband use this, and he had to go to work in the east, in the Far East, for 3 weeks using this every day. And we just got him new shoes before he left. He comes back home, and we have family and kids around, you know, just to welcome him.
Right.
And the guy takes off his shoe and puts his foot in my face. And I go like, what are you doing?
And he said, let me guess, he says, they don't smell.
No, he said, no, this is like an experiment. You need to smell my foot. And you know what I did? I did have a lot of courage. I took his foot and I put my nose in his foot. I know it sounds disgusting, but it did smell like new shoes after 17 hours flight.
Wow.
In 3 weeks in the east. Okay. I don't know how. Well, I know how, but, you know, it's magical to me.
Okay,
so
how do you use it? So how do you use the foot product? Do you rub it on your foot like lotion?
Yes. It is in a lotion form. You take a dab or two and you rub it, depends the size of the foot, okay? And then you rub it in between the toes, on the nails, and also on the top, like the bottom and the top of the foot if you wear socks. Now, for women, it will help you also to slip into your high heels easier. It makes the foot a little bit more smooth. So one amazing thing we realized with this product, it does eliminate nail fungus.
Really?
Yes. It takes a little bit more time than chemicals, you know, but it works. It works fantastic. And we realized with this product that it does take care wonderful of athlete foot.
So this is included in the sampler package?
This is also included in, you can order a sample of the foot deodorant. Yes.
Wow, that is really, I didn't know anything about that. That's amazing.
It's an amazing product, and, you know, it wasn't designed to do athlete foot, you know, or nail fungus. We didn't design it for that. But the Dead Sea minerals are very, very potent, and they take care of many, many skin disorders. And people who have skin disorders, they go to bathe in the Dead Sea.
Right.
And it helps, and it makes all those symptoms disappear. So people with who had athlete's foot emailed us and saying, wow, this is wonderful. My foot looks completely smooth, you know, like clean. And we were amazed. We were really amazed, and, you know, I'm telling you, we didn't plan it to be that way, but it came to be much better than we thought it is. So no odor whatsoever, plus more benefits. And also, do not forget that on your feet you have the big pores.
Right.
Skin pores, right?
Right.
So you drive more minerals through your feet.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. So people can get the free sample pack, and they can ask for that as well at your website, onlygoodnessinside.com. And they can enter to win a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside deodorant by going to superhumanradio.com. And at the top of the homepage, you'll see a rotating banner, and you'll see a banner ad appear. You click it, you enter your name and your email address, and you're entered to win a complete year's supply of this amazing product. Amazing product. Is there anything else you want to say about the product so that we don't miss anything?
We would like people to understand that whether they use our amazing product, and I'm saying amazing not because it's mine, because it is, even if they don't use that, make yourself a favor and read the labels of what you are using. Because most natural deodorants today on the market, they still have toxic ingredients in them, like propylene glycol. People are using baking soda for a deodorant, which baking soda does take care of odor, but baking soda is alkaline, and then the skin needs acidity. The skin pH is different, and when you put something like baking soda on your skin, it will strip the skin from its natural oils, and then you are exposed for more bacteria, viruses, and all kind of things that you don't want in your body.
You know what's funny?
That is why we have this.
You talk about propylene glycol. We went to a place called Lush this weekend, which prides itself on only natural ingredients, and they have propylene glycol in their deodorant as well as their body wash. And for those of you who don't know what propylene glycol is, it's antifreeze.
Antifreeze, yes.
So you're rubbing antifreeze on your body when you use a product that has propylene glycol in it. Think about that.
Many shampoos and conditioners do contain propylene glycol, and I would recommend for people, read the labels. Make your own if you want, or find one that doesn't have those harmful ingredients. Make sure you do not use alcohol, because that will dry your skin.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No.
I'm just saying, read labels. You know, our deodorant, I have to tell you this. We are very proud to be aluminum-free, propylene glycol-free, toxin-free, any kind of toxins, alcohol-free, baking soda-free. We are non-GMO, stain-free, because our deodorant will never stain your clothing, and cruelty-free, gluten-free. It's hypoallergenic, vegan, and pH-friendly.
It doesn't get any better than that. And you can get a free sample by going to onlygoodnessinside.com and just paying the postage to ship it to you. And you can enter to win a year's supply by going to superhumanradio.com. Dina, thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. We're going to take say goodbye now at the end of the show. We need to thank our guests today. We need to thank Brooks Kubik for his contribution to the Physical Culture Radio Hour. Go to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Of course, you can search for his books on Amazon.com. Also, Olwyn Whittier, her book is The Apple cookbook. You can find it at superhumanradio.com at the bottom of the page. And also, don't forget to take a selfie with you and your friendly apple and put it up on apples4ed.com to help generate money for students. And of course, check out onlygoodnessinside.com. Get yourself a free sample of this amazing deodorant. I love this stuff. It's fantastic. It works, and it's not going to harm your body. Also, thank you to our title sponsor, and that is All American EFX Sports and All American Pharmaceuticals. Send a question in today to Dr. Jeff. Go to superhumanradio.com at the bottom of the right-hand side. You'll see a banner that says Ask the Scientist, and ask Dr. Jeff any question you want for him to cover on an upcoming show, or ask him for a free sample of Carbolin or Krealkaline. We will see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, and I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Until then, stay superhuman.